Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Let's lift up our voice to Jesus this morning and appreciate his holy name. Give him all the praise, give him all the glory. Worship him from the depth of your heart. This God has done us well. For a brand new month, lift up your voice, appreciate him. Give him all the praise that is due unto him this morning. He says we should enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Let us appreciate God this morning. Lift up your voice. Magnify him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Father, we have returned to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your lovely kindness. Thank you for your mercy that has been upon this mountain. We have returned this morning to appreciate you for your good hand in our midst. Lift up your voice. Appreciate God. Give him all the praise for every prayer made in this operation. By all means, magnify him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise for everyone on the go. Father, we say thank you for the harvest of souls, for men and women that you have gathered unto us. We have returned to say thank you for the multitudes of men, for the multitudes of women, for the children, God, that you have gathered unto us. We have returned to say thank you. Magnify him, celebrate him, give him all the praise for the grace he has released upon us in the mountain of prayers. Let's say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise for the spirit of grace and supplication. We have returned to say thank you. We have returned to say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Father, we have said thank you for all that you have done for us, for all that you are yet to do. We have come to say thank you. Appreciate God. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Magnify him. Celebrate his faithfulness. Father, we thank you for the grace that you have released upon us in this mountain. That is why we have laid it to heart to say thank you. Why not receive fresh grace from him this morning? Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name, for in Jesus' mighty name we have given thanks. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus as we make welcome the praise team.
Hallelujah. Wave your hands to the Most High God.
Exalt you, Lord, for thou hast lifted me. Abo my enemy, and your banner over me is gone. I will exalt you.
I will exalt you, Lord.
Oh,
for thou hast lifted me.
And you have lifted me.
Abo my enemy, and your banner over me is gone.
I will exalt you.
I will exalt you, Lord. For thou hast lifted me.
Hallelujah.
Your banner over me is gone.
I will exalt you, Daddy, for thou hast lifted me above my enemies, and your banner over me is gone. I will exalt you.
Me,
I will exalt you.
I will exalt you, Lord.
My thought it of me.
All that was lifted me.
Hey, you have lifted me.
I'm on my enemy.
Hey, yeah.
Your banner over me, Lord.
Father, we offer
praise.
And we glorify
up to pray, saying, Father, thank you for supernatural increases we have been experiencing in this church since the year began. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let's bend our feet as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for supernatural increases we have been experiencing in this church since the year began. Raise the voice of thanksgiving and praise as we glorify the Father. Give him praise. Thank him and glorify him. Father, thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. Father, thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing as a church since the year began. We glorify you. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. Glory to your name. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. To you be the glory. Blessed be your name, mighty God. Thank you for adding to us daily. Thank you for multiplying us. We return the glory to you in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice. Give him thanks. Glorify him. Appreciate him. Father, thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. To you be the glory. We are grateful to you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. To you be the glory. We are grateful to you and we thank you. To you be the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. To you be the glory. Blessed be your name, Father. Thank you, Lord, for adding to us men and women, young and old. Thank you, Lord, for multiplying us. We return the glory to you. Raise your voice and give him thanks. Let God hear your voice with a grateful heart. Glorify him. Appreciate him. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. To you be the glory. Blessed be your name, Father. We may plant and water. It is you that gives the increase. We glorify you. We appreciate you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. Blessed be your name, Father. We glorify you. Blessed be your name, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Glorify him. Give him thanks. Is God hearing your voice of thanksgiving and praise? We have returned to glorify you, to thank you, Father, for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. To you be the glory. We bless your name. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. To you be the glory. Multitudes saved, multitudes added to us, all by your hand, all by your power. We return the glory to you. We appreciate you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the increases we've been experiencing in this church since the year began. Supernatural increase, increase by your hand. We glorify you. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Give him thanks. Thank him in the spirit and glorify him. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving. We are grateful to you, Father. Thank you for supernatural increases we've been experiencing since the year began. We glorify you. We give you praise. You've added to us, men and women, young and old. We return the glory to you, Father. Blessed be your name, Father. We are grateful to you. We thank you. We bless your name. To you be the glory. To you be the praise. Give him thanks. Glorify him. Appreciate him. We glorify you, Father. We give you thanks. Blessed be your name, mighty God. To you be all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's have our seats.
Next, we'll rise. We shall pray in this manner, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting, converting, and drafting multitudes into this church or through operation by all means. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. Then they that gladly received this word were baptized, and the same day were added to them about 3,000 souls. Let's rise together, lift up our voices, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting, converting, and drafting multitudes into this church or to this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, everyone. Let's stand strong in the place of prayer this morning. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost take over the entirety of our harvest field, convicting, converting, and drafting multitudes into this church or through this operation. By all means, someone lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. Engage your heart, engage your faith as we cry out to God. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting multitudes, converting multitudes, and drafting them into this church all through this prophetic season. That's our demand, that's our desire this morning. Everyone lift up your voice and show we are crying out to God from the depth of our hearts. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking this morning, let the Holy Ghost take over the entirety of our harvest field, the length and the breadth, all across our harvest field, convicting multitudes, converting multitudes, and drafting them into this church in this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice. Engage this hour with fervency. Engage with passion. Pray from the depth of your heart. Ensure your heart is connected. In this intercession, we are making a demand on the altar of prayer. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost begin to sweep across our harvest field. Take over the entirety of our harvest field and convict and convert and draft multitudes. Everyone appointed unto salvation in this prophetic season by the power of the Holy Ghost. They are being convicted, converted, and drafted. Lift up your voice and show you are crying out to God even this morning. Saints of God, ensure your voice is registered. Pray with passion. Pray believing. Pray with anticipation of answers. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost take over the entirety of our harvest field. Let the power of the Holy Ghost sweep across the length and the breadth of our harvest field, convicting multitudes, everyone appointed unto salvation in this prophetic season. By the power of the Holy Ghost, they are being convicted, converted, and drafted into this church for the establishment. Lift up your voice. Pray with passion this morning. Ensure your heart is connected. Everyone standing personally, standing stronger, standing with full assurance on the altar of prayer this morning, asking, let the Holy Ghost take over the entirety of our harvest field in this prophetic season. And everyone ordained unto salvation, convicted, converted, and drafted into this church. Someone praying some more this morning. Engage your heart, engage your faith. Ensure your heart is connected. This is revival order prayer. Ensure your heart and your soul is connected in this intercession. Mighty God, we are asking this morning in the name above every other name, the name of Jesus the Christ. Let the Holy Ghost sweep across our harvest field, take over our harvest field, thereby convicting multitudes, converting men and women, both the young and the old, and drafting them into this church or to this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and get some more this morning. It says, one, speak to this young man. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, sweeping across a harvest field, convicting multitudes, converting men and women, and drafting everyone ordained and appointed unto salvation or to operation. By all means, in the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. Let's begin to thank the prayer answering God. By all means, multitudes have been convicted, converted, and drafted into this church. Our Father, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Big, big hand for Jesus, and be seated.
Next prayer line says, Father, in the name of Jesus, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in all our services, all through operation, by all means. 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Let's rise and let's pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, send us the rain of your word, your life-transforming word, in all our services, all through operation, by all means. Remember, man shall live by the word that comes from the mouth of God. Lift up your voice, therefore, and pray for life. Pray for life-transforming word. Let the rain of God's word continue to fall in all our services, all through operation, by all means. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Father, eyes are on you this morning. And we are praying for this last half of the midst of the year, this last season of Operation Biomis. Lord, let the reign of your word be intensified. Let it come mightily. Let it come continually in all our services. Let there be no dry service, no barren service. Let every service be like a well-watered garden with the rain of your word, with the rain of your life-transforming word. Open our eyes to behold the wonders of your life-transforming word. Send us the utterance of your life-transforming word. Give us understanding of your life-transforming word. Let there be backings and performances validating your life-transforming word in all our services, all through Operation Biomis, in our Sunday services, in our Wednesday midweek services. Lord, in our covenant hour of prayer, Father, in our WSF meetings, every meeting of this church, all through Operation Biomis, shall be a word feast with your life-transforming word. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every service be a mountain of fat things. By the rain of your life-transforming word, lift your voice. Sense of God, pray with fire in your soul. Place a demand as one desirous of life, for our life is in his word. Let the rain of his life-changing word keep falling in all our services, all through Operation Biomis, thereby changing us from glory to glory, building us up from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, let the reign of God's life-transforming word be evident, be practical in all our services, all through Operation Biomis. Are you praying? Are you lifting up your voice? Are you engaging your faith? Make sure you are part of this engagement. Begin your month in a good note on the altar of prayer. Don't look around. Don't mutter words. Don't muse words. Speak words of faith. Pray in the spirit. Let God hear your voice. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in our services, each and every one of them, all through Operation Biomis. Let your word come by all means. Let nothing stop the way against your word, your life-changing word, your life-transforming word. In the name of Jesus, yes, pray. He's answering. He's hearing. He's rewarding. Mighty God, hear us this morning and make the remaining part of Operation Biomis a word feast indeed. With the rain of your life-transforming word, let it overflow, let it grow, let it increase, let it prevail in all our services, all through Operation Biomis, to the praise and glory of your holy name. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Pour out your soul. Reach out to God. Pray with confident assurance. Our Father, we ask that you send us your word. He sent his word. His word hid and delivered. Mighty God, send us the rain of your life-transforming word, your life-building word. I commend you to God and the word of his grace, able to build you up and to communicate your inheritance among the saints. Our Father, let that word, that life-transforming word, that destiny-building word be ever present, be ever evident in all our services, all through Operation Biomis and beyond, to the glory of your name. You are confident of answers. Lift up your hand. Lift up your voice. Give thanks to God. This prayer is answered in the awesome name of Jesus Christ. Give Jesus a big hand as we praise him.
Oh, yes, he answers prayers. Oh, yes, he answers prayers. The God I serve answers prayers. Only Jesus answers prayers. Oh, yes, he answers.
Oh, yes, he answers.
answers prayers. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, he answers prayers. The God I serve, the God I serve, answers. Only Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, he answers prayers. Oh yes, he answers. He answers. Answers prayers. Only Jesus answers prayers. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. He answers, he answers, he answers. The God I serve. Celebrate the prayer answering God. Hallelujah. The God I serve answers. Only Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Celebrate, oh yes. Prayer answering God answers. Only, only Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. He's the prayer answering God. All the answers are prayers. Only Jesus answers prayers. Oh, some God. Hallelujah. Oh, some God.
Celebrate Jesus with our hand and please be seated. We continue in our intercession and this time we shall be rising to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree null and void every operation of principalities and powers against the continued growth of this church, leading to the invasion of abiding multitudes all through this prophetic season. A louder amen. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9 and 10, as you say to yourself, O ye people, and you shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, it shall come to naught. Speak the word, it shall not stand, for God is with us. Shall we rise to our feet, lifting up our voices before the Lord, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree null and void every operation of principalities and powers against the continued growth of this church, leading to the invasion of abiding multitudes. All through this prophetic season, our Father will lift up our voices before you today and we decree none avoid every operation of principalities and powers against the continuous growth of this church, leading to the invasion of abiding multitudes. All through this prophetic season, lift up your voice and pray this prayer intensely this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree with the spirit of faith and we decree none and void every operation of principalities and powers against the continuous growth of this church, leading to the invasion of abiding multitudes all through this prophetic season. This is our outcry and our decree this morning. Father, in your name, we decree none and void every operation of principalities, operation of powers, against the continuous growth of this church, leading to the invasion and ingathering of multitudes, abiding multitudes all through this prophetic season and even beyond. Lift up your voice, cry out in faith, call upon him. He's hearing us this morning. Whenever we call, our God answer. He has asked us to answer, and we shall receive. This morning, in the name of Jesus, we decree none and void every operation of principalities and powers against the continued growth of this church, leading to the invasion of abiding multitudes all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and pray. Engage your faith right now in praying this prayer. Engage your confidence. Call upon him. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we render none and void every operation of principalities and powers against the continuous growth of this church, leading to the ingathering of multitudes, abiding multitudes, invasion of abiding multitudes into this church or through this operation. Let heaven hear your voice. Lift up your voice and call upon him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree this morning, none and void every operation of principalities and powers against the continued growth of this church, leading to the invasion of abiding multitudes all through this prophetic season. Cry out the more. Cry out the more. Decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, we render none and void every principality, every power against the continued growth of this church. We render them helpless this morning by the authority in that name that will lead to the invasion of abiding multitudes all through this prophetic season and even beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice right now. Engage it in the spirit. Pray it in your understanding. Decree that we may be justified. Father, by the authority in the name of Jesus, we decree none and void every oppression of principalities and powers against the continued growth of this church, leading to the invasion of abiding multitudes all through this prophetic season. This is our outcry, and we know you have heard us. Begin to give him thanks, magnify him, give him the glory. He has answered us again this morning. Our Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Blessed be your name. Thank you and thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
Shortly we shall be rising up again to pray. And we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church in this prophetic season. John chapter 4 from verse 29 and verse 39, I paraphrase. The Samaritan woman said, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. And many Samaritans of that city believed him for the saying of the woman who testified, he told me all things that ever I did. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord this morning. Pray fervently. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, let each and every one of our new converts and our new members be turned into active disciples of Christ, actively engaging in kingdom advancement endeavors, thereby leading many to Christ and into this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Let this prayer be a revival prayer. Open wide your mouth and God shall fill it up. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts, turn all our new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this prophetic season, all through this midst of the year revival season and beyond. Someone lift up your voice as you are praying this prayer. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts, turn all our new members into active disciples of Christ, currently engaging in kingdom advancement endeavors, praying for souls, reaching out to souls, seeing souls established in church, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice on high. Let the Lord hear the sound of your intercession. Pray in your understanding. Also do battle in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound on high. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts, turn all our new members into active disciples of Christ, into active disciples of Christ. As many, Lord, that join us on this mountain, Father, Lord, the zeal of your house shall consume them to go out pursuing souls, praying kingdom advancement prayers, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church, both in this prophetic season and beyond. Lift up your voice as you are praying this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray answer expectant prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn all our new converts, turn all our new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this prophetic season. Lift up those hands right now. Appreciate God, giving thanks. Bless his name, because God is doing exactly this. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising to pray. We're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Say louder, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he had promised you. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices in faith? Father, in the name of Jesus, let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Pray in faith. Pray with confidence. Call upon the name of the Lord, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Lift your voice and pray. Make sure God is hearing the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Come on, let God hear your voice. Make sure you are praying in faith. Make sure you are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. He is the multiplier God who is able to make us 1,000 times so many more than we are. He said, ask of me and I will give you the heathen for an inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for a possession. Lord, we call upon you this morning.
We are asking that the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Lift up your voice and pray. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. He said, you have not because you ask not. We are placing demand on the power of God to deliver the minimum double of the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Come on, lift your voice. Let God hear your voice. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are praying with all of your heart this morning. He said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Father, we are asking you on the authority of your word, let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Pray passionately this morning. Pray wholeheartedly this morning. Engage your faith as you are calling upon the name of the Lord. My Father, my God, let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. My Father, I call upon you because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Are you praying this morning? Let your voice be registered on high by the tenacity of your faith. You are calling upon him. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence to the one with whom we have to do. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Are you praying? Pray in faith. Pray with confidence. Engage your heart. Engage your faith. Don't mutter your words. Engage your heart. Engage your faith. Pray fervently for the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man. Availeth much. My Father, my God, we call upon you right now. Let the attendance of this church be minimum double the highest monthly average Sunday attendance since Wonder Double Agenda began on or before August 1st, 2021. Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give glory to God this morning. Father, we say thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's praise him.
Lift up your right hand to God. Thank him, praise him, bless him. Magnify his name for answered prayers. Give him praise and glory. He has heard us. He has answered us. He deserves our praise. Are you thanking the Lord at all? Lift up your right hand to him. Give him glory. We can only pray. Only he can answer. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even today. We give you all the glory. And right now again, Father, as we go into your word, speak to us again. Change our story again. Move us forward again. And let your name alone be glorified. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Make it the loudest, amen. Please, you may be seated and put your hands together for Jesus. I'm sure you know that hand clap is not good enough for him. Praise God. For making you a part on this first day of the month of July of this prayer session, wave your hands to the Lord and say, thank you, Father. Again, thank you, Father. The loudest you can, thank you, Father. Your hands in prayer shall not drop down. It will keep going up higher and higher in Jesus' name. Can I hear the loudest? Amen. In our morning prayer sessions this week, the subject we're looking at is captioned, "In the growth of the church lies the glory of the saints." Can you say that after me, please? In the growth of the church lies the glory of the saints. Say loud, amen. Let's read from God's word just one scripture, John 12 and verse 26. John chapter 12 and verse 26. Shall we read together, please? Everybody, one, two, go. Let's start again. Everybody, one, two, go. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. That is you. Amen. Your season of honor is finally here. Amen. I said your season of honor is finally here. Amen. Very, very important. We must keep reminding ourselves we are in the last days. Which days are we? We are in the last days. And it's very clear from scriptures that the last days are ordained days of ever increasing honor from above. Days of ever increasing honor from above. That honor will reach you. Amen. That honor will distinguish you. Amen. That honor will manifest in your life. Among other things, several other things, we know that honor is the opposite of shame, isn't it? Which means that every area of shame in your life must be wiped away. If you have therefore experienced shame in any department of your life, whether financially, whether in your health, whether in your family, your relationship, your career, whatever it may be, I congratulate you, because that last one you experience is the last you'll ever experience. From this moment forward, it shall be honor for you. Amen. Very importantly, the word honor also means to regard with great respect. Therefore, from this moment forward, regard with great respect will be answering in your life. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Say, that's me. So the last days are ordained days of ever increasing honor from above. Ever increasing, very important. Ever increasing. Ever increasing, not stagnant. You have experienced honor before. God will ensure that you continue to enjoy ever increasing honor. For the redeemed, especially those who engage. But mind you, that scripture we read in John 12, 26 tells us very clearly, to enjoy the honor that comes from God, there is what to do. There is what to do. The honor that comes from above doesn't just drop on people. There is what to do. What are we supposed to do? Look at that scripture again, verse 26. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So service is the key. What is the key? Service is the master key to the door that opens the honor that comes from above. You want to enjoy the honor from above? Do what? Serve God. Don't just serve him, continue to serve him. Don't just continue to serve him from your heart. Serve him willingly. Serve him from your heart, one. Serve him willingly, two. And serve him continuously, three. No stopping. Keep going. Keep moving. By all means, keep pressing. And that honor will keep pouring upon your life. You haven't seen honor yet, though. It's just beginning. I said you haven't seen honor yet. It's just beginning. Men will honor you. Because when God honors you, men have no choice but to do what? To honor you. Therefore, welcome to your season of divine honor. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. 1 Samuel 2, 30. The Bible makes it very, very clear. He that honors me, I will honor. That's what God says. And Proverbs 4, 18, it's clear from scriptures. The path of the just is as a shining light, and it shines more and more unto the perfect day. Therefore, where you are right now is the least place you will ever be. The best of the best is still ahead of you. And you will get there. I said, you will get there. Say me, I shall get there. I remember clearly this morning the testimony of one of us who told his parents years ago that he was ready to get married. And they told him, don't try it. Don't do what? Don't try it because you will be a shame on us. You'll be a liability on us. How many of you remember that testimony? And of course, he went ahead, kept on engaging, kept on obeying God's word from the altar, and then miraculously, he got married. By the time he was giving his testimony, he was not only married, now he has children. Not only that, he has built, I think, a house for the parents, and those parents are now depending on him. What a complete turnaround. God is about to turn someone's story, and you are the person. I said, you are the person. Amen. If you are sure you are, let your amen show it. Amen. That area of shame in your life and reproach shall be turned to honor. Amen. And we must continue to remember, soul winning and ingathering empowers believers for enthronement. It empowers believers for enthronement. You shall be enthroned. Mark 3, 14. Look at what the Bible says here. Mark chapter 3 and verse 14. Jesus ordained 12 of them that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to do what? To preach. In the same vein, he has ordained you. Say with me, I am ordained. Say like you believe it. So you don't need any specific certificate physically in your hand. God has ordained you. And because he has ordained you, you shall be fruitful. Amen. Can I hear loud amen? Amen. I said, you shall be fruitful. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Look at verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, a righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not me only. You are included, though. Unto all them also that love his appearing. Crown of righteousness. You are also appointed a crown of righteousness. Your crown another will not take. This is Apostle Paul speaking here. But thank God at the end of the day, he made it to the end. You will make it. You will not make it like as passing through fire. You will make it gallantly, gloriously, with a crown of righteousness. But that crown is waiting only for those who love his what? His appearing. And you demonstrate that you love his appearing by ensuring you win souls, you gather them into the kingdom of God. That grace will be made manifest more than ever before in your life from today in Jesus' name. Especially as we begin this second half right now of the midst of the year. On this first day of July, you know what you do with the first has a lot to do with the rest. So when you leave here this morning, make sure that throughout the day, you keep making investment in prayers, talking to someone about Jesus, calling them, inviting them, praying for them, you know, winning souls at every opportunity. Keep moving. And at the end of the day, your crown, another will not take in Jesus' name. Welcome, therefore, to your season of honor. I say, welcome to your season of honor. Turn to someone next to you, tell him or her, welcome to your season of honor. No more shame. Congratulations. Rise up on your feet right now. Lift up your voice to the God of heaven. Receive grace. Receive grace from him to continue to do that which is required of you so that you can enjoy his honor. Lift up your right hand to God and speak to him right now. Are you praying or are you just looking? Lift up your voice. Receive that grace. More grace. More grace. Let heaven hear you right now.
Lift your voice, lift your hands, and connect with grace. More grace, more grace. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. As you have asked of the Lord, grace shall be made available for you. The grace that Paul enjoyed, you will enjoy the same grace. In Jesus' precious name. We have our tracts and flyers. Stretch your hand towards the altar. And let's declare the breath of the Holy Ghost upon these materials, that they will go out as sharp sickles of harvest, bringing in great harvest of men, women, the old, the young, into God's house, into God's family, in the name of Jesus. These materials will carry upon them convicting power. They will convict, they will convert, and they will become instruments to draft the souls into the house of God for establishment, for their settlement, for their breakthrough. Thank you, mighty God, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, these materials are right now sent forth as paper missionaries to return with a mighty harvest in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Shall we lift our hands and just glorify God for the privilege that he has given to us to stand in his court this morning? Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Right now, do it from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. And give him the adoration. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. For you, the rest of the day is blessed. It will be testimony loaded in Jesus' precious name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do so. There are tracts and flyers. Please pick up what you require and advertise Jesus. We are gathered together again at 5 p.m. Be blessed.